On top of my many titles as mom, entrepreneur, and creative, I've also added host. Drew and I host on Airbnb on our favorite island in Hawaii. We started hosting as a way to make some extra income, and we've had such an easy breezy experience. Now we host year after year, and it's been a fantastic side hustle. Not to brag, but we've also been crowned Airbnb Superhost several times, so we are really killing the game. It's about having spaces we can enjoy as a family while creating memorable experiences for our guests, and it helps that we earn a little extra cash on the side. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. When you are thinking about the three strategic questions, you want to make sure that you can answer that question. How will this data inform you, or how will this data guide you in what you are doing? And if you can't answer that question, then it's probably not a strategic enough question. Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a 7-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast. Ooh, I am so excited about today's topic. I honestly cannot believe that we haven't covered this in depth on the show before. So today is going to be a deep dive into all things quizzes. We're going to talk about the power of quizzes and how they can play a key role in growing your email list, in serving your clients, and in giving you insight into what people need or want from you. Now, we have used quizzes in my business over the years and have added over 100,000 new email subscribers to my email list while connecting them simultaneously with what they are telling us that they need. So today we're going to dive into the benefits of having a quiz, the types of quizzes that have worked really well for me, ideas to get you started on creating your own, and my top three tips that you must use when creating your quiz. Do not miss that part. It is so critical. So to begin, the first question is this. Are you ready to dive on in? A, yes. B, let's do this. C, tell me more. Or D, all of the above. The correct response is D, all of the above. Let's do this. If you're ready to dig your biggest goals with each other in person, mark your calendars for September 5th through the 8th, 2023 for HubSpot's annual inbound conference in Boston. There will be multiple stages featuring over a dozen industry experts, including Reese Witherspoon, Derek Jeter, Neil Patel, and more. You'll learn everything from sales strategy to AI and innovation, connect with the leaders, and the best part is you'll walk away with practical tips that you can put into action as soon as you get home. Tickets are selling out fast, so head over to inbound.com to get yours today. This episode is sponsored by Interact, a tool for creating online quizzes that generate leads, segment your audience, and recommend products. With hundreds of templates to choose from and the freedom to style your quiz to perfectly match your brand, creating Interact quizzes is one of my favorite ways to grow my email list. Start your free trial today at jennalovesinteract.com. Again, that's jennalovesinteract.com. Let me just say, I have always been a sucker for quizzes. I remember having a subscription to 17 magazine growing up as a kid, which was a very big deal. And they would have these quizzes in the magazine and I would answer them. And then I would go all the way back to the magazine to check the answer key and see how I did. I have always loved quizzes. I am also a sucker and I sometimes blame my ADHD, but really I'm just a very curious human. Whenever I see a BuzzFeed style quiz of like, which latte would you be? Or which Friends character are you most like? Or which Taylor Swift song would describe your current era? You better believe I am answering those questions with a smile on my face. I love quizzes. But if you're like me and you enjoy taking them, you might be wondering, well, what's the point of them? And how does this actually work? And how can a quiz support my business? So there are three main benefits to having your own quiz that supports your business or your brand. The first benefit is this. You can use a quiz very strategically, and I'm going to share how in this episode, very strategically to ask questions that will give you insight into the quiz taker. that you will get knowledge that you can use and leverage in a way to serve them better, but also to help support your results in your business. You can also use a quiz to collect email addresses. Quizzes can be an incredible lead magnet or way to grow your email list. So if you are someone and you're like, man, growing my email list is so hard, I know it's super important, but I don't really know how to do it, a quiz can be a very fun and interactive way to grow your email list. And then lastly, you can use the results that you are giving someone after they answer the questions that you ask them to guide the next steps for someone. So one of the biggest things that I think about when I think about a brand is that a brand offers an experience. And quizzes are an amazing addition to your brand because you can ask somebody these questions, but then you can guide their experience. So whether it's connecting them with a product or a service or an offer, or just connecting you with the information that you need in order to serve them better in the future. And so quizzes have all of these different benefits that we have leveraged and used in our brand. And I want for you to understand how this could look for you. So I want to share kind of some of the different types of quizzes that we've used in my business and the thought process and the goal around them. So I've had about 4 quizzes. I think if I really broke it down, we've probably had 5 or 6, but I would say 4 really signature quizzes that have done amazing things in different ways within my business. So number 1 was a brand quiz. So when I finally took the time to have a more custom type website built, having a quiz on it was something that I really wanted because having a website is incredible, right? It's your home on the web. But one of the greatest benefits of having a website is having this opportunity to capture anyone who's on the website and capture their email address so that you can get in touch with them on a more personal level in their inbox. And so we wanted to think about, okay, we have this website. What is going to be the draw for somebody to give us their email address? We don't necessarily have a massive shop where we have a pop-up that says, you know, save 10% on your purchase by giving us your email address. That wasn't the user experience we desired. And so a quiz was an awesome way to do this. So years ago, I built out my secret sauce quiz. This was kind of an entry-level type quiz. And it was a quiz that lived on our website and blog for years and years and years. We got over 105,000 email subscribers through this quiz over the years. And essentially, it was just this really fun quiz. And fun fact, we've linked up these quizzes in today's show notes. So if you go to the show description, you can see the links to these quizzes. You can also go to my blog and today's show notes and check them out. But we wanted to link these up. And so What Is Your Secret Sauce was a really fun quiz. It was about 10 questions long, and it asked just different identifiers for people so that we could help share with them, like, you are an action-taking maven, or you are a passionate purveyor, or like different things like that, where we just called out, like, what is your gift? And there were 4 to 5 different responses that people could receive based on their answers. And it was just a really incredible quiz. We got so much life out of it and so many results from it. The second type of quiz that we've used over the years, and I wasn't able to link this one because we don't have an active version of it, but having a self-identification or like a decision helping quiz. So what do I mean by this? We've used a quiz at a specific part in our sales process when there is someone who is in our funnel and they might be considering buying a program. And so we had built out this quiz that helped them make the decision, is this the right course for me or not? And so we had this quiz and it was an internal quiz that only went to people who potentially signed up for a webinar or watched a training. And now they're on the fence and they don't know if they should buy this program or not. And I love these types of quizzes because it allows someone to make a more educated decision. So we would ask questions like, how many years have you been in business? How big is your email list? What are your goals around this? And they were these questions that kind of allowed someone to think a little bit more analytically around, is this the right next step for me? And the thing that I loved about this course is that we were super transparent. If now is not the right time, or this is not the right offer, or I am not the right teacher, we would tell people that through this quiz. And so we basically used it before the cart was closing. And it was a very simple quiz format, but it allowed people to get really honest about where they're at and where they want to go and if they're willing to do the work. And I also love this because when I think about my courses, courses take commitment, right? Like, I can give you the blueprint, but unless you actually understand and apply it, you're not going to get the results. And so this quiz was a really great way for people to kind of identify where they are at and their level of commitment, and then make a more qualified decision based on that. So that can be a really awesome way to use a quiz in your business. That's a more internal way, not as outward facing, but can really help serve your clients and help them make a decision. The next type of quiz that we had was what I would refer to as like offer adjacent. So we created this quiz that was adjacent to my book. So my book is called How Are You Really? If you don't have it yet, I would love for you to get a copy. And we wanted to create a quiz that was kind of around the type of content that was inside of the book. So we created a quiz called Who Are You Really? Which is kind of a fun play on the title of my book. Now, this is adjacent to the book. And what I love about this and what's fun about this is it is an amazing tool for people who have already read my book to kind of point them back to different chapters or themes within the book and its pages. But it is also an incredible connection tool for people who have not read the book yet. And so I love this quiz because it helps people get to the heart of who they are. And it really helps them kind of uncover the types of messaging that might be most helpful for them at this stage of their life or business. One thing that I love about this quiz is that while it is very adjacent to my book, it serves people no matter where they're at. And it kind of helped open up more of the lifestyle side of my brand. So for so many years, I was really known in the business space as a marketer and a teacher, and I love that part of me. But my book really opened up just this different piece of me, this different belief in me that I wanted to share on a more public level. And so the Who Are You Really quiz goes hand in hand with the How Are You Really book. It points people to the book as a resource, whether they've read it yet or they need to get their hands on it. And it was just a really, really fun project for us to work on that was adjacent to the current offer, which was the book. The last one that we've done is my most recent quiz that we built out, which is called our Level Up quiz. And this was a super strategic and specific type of quiz that we wanted to build. And it's been a really cool tool in my business. So the Level Up quiz was created so that we could gain insight into different audiences and segments of our audience to see what they needed help with the most and to connect them to those resources faster. So one thing I've talked about in the past on this show is that something that's really unique about my brand, but I also don't think it's so unique to me that it wouldn't pertain to you, is that I have different types of audiences on different platforms. So if you're listening to this podcast, there's a good chance that you are an entrepreneur or a dreamer or a side hustler, and you're more specifically in that more entrepreneurial niche. You're probably here for the marketing tips, tools, and strategies. But say on Instagram, I have a big segment of my audience that just follows me for my motherhood content or body image content. And so this Level Up quiz was designed to kind of help us glean insight into, are people here for business or pleasure? What does that look like? And then the biggest piece of it was to connect people more immediately with what they said they needed the most help with. So this quiz really transformed a lot for us in our brand, and it's something that we are super proud of. If you want to take this quiz, you can actually just go onto Instagram and DM me the words level up, or we've linked a link to the desktop version of the quiz in today's show notes. So one thing that this quiz really like transformed in our business was, historically speaking, we had a 6-month long welcome sequence for somebody who is new to our email list, which is very long. Truth be told, I very methodically built it out before I went on to maternity leave with Coco because I wanted something to be running while I was resting with my family. And so we've had this incredibly long but thorough welcome sequence running for years. And when we hired in our new CMO, she was like, I would love to test out a very condensed version of this incredibly long funnel. And I was like, all right, like I love experiments. And so one thing that she wanted to do was have people engage and tell us what they needed and then have us connect them so much faster. And one of the parts that I love about this quiz is that we were asking people kind of what their commitment level was in the quiz. Like, did they want just a podcast episode they could listen to? Did they want a webinar they could watch? Were they game to like get the full blueprint and do a paid program? And it allowed us to really serve on a way deeper level and a more consistent level based on what people were telling us. Questions that we included in the Level Up quiz, which you can totally see the whole thing. If you just DM me the words level up, you can take the quiz so you can kind of see how we built this out. But we had things like, I wish I was better at, or if you could snap your fingers and accomplish one thing, what would it be? or what type of support do you need? And so again, it helped us to see the specific topic that the user was talking about them needing the most help with. And then again, understand on that deeper level, what type of commitment they were willing to make and how we could support them in that. And so this has been an experiment in terms of what this looks like, but it's been really awesome. So the four types of quizzes to review are like a brand quiz. So kind of like a signature quiz that you live on your website, you might get known for it. A self-identification or a decision helper quiz. So if you have some sort of offer and you want to help people make that decision to get off of the fence, an offer adjacent quiz. So if you have some sort of product or offer and you want to create a quiz that will help connect people to that offer or remind them of the offer itself. And then lastly, an audience insight quiz. So again, getting the insight that allows you to serve on a higher and deeper level. Looking for a new podcast to add to your weekly lineup? Check out Entrepreneurs on Fire, hosted by John Lee Dumas. Every week, JLD and his guests share practical strategies to fire up your business journey and create the life you've always dreamed of. No matter what goals you're digging this year, Entrepreneurs on Fire will inspire you to take action and give you the tools to get there. JLD has interviewed over 3,000 incredible entrepreneurs, including Seth Godin, Gary Vaynerchuk, Barbara Corcoran, Tim Ferriss, and so many more, including yours truly. You are bound to find the topic or the guest you're looking for. I loved his recent interview with Tyler Wagner on how to become a successful author. I honestly wish I had heard that episode before I promoted my book. Listen to Entrepreneurs on Fire wherever you get your podcasts. I think you'll love it just as much as I do. Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough. But I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best, you're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over a billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/goal to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goal. Terms and conditions apply. Sold you on the power of quizzes to grow your email list yet? If you're ready to dive in, I have just the tool for you. It's called Interact, and it's my favorite tool for growing your email list, serving your clients, and giving you insight into what people need and want from you. Quizzes are a lead magnet that I've used to add over 100,000 new email subscribers to my list and connect them with what they are telling me they need, which has led to thousands of dollars in sales. Seriously, it really works. Now, I want those same results for you. So head over to JennaLovesInteract.com to start offering your audience a fun and engaging quiz experience. Once you sign up for a free trial, my friends at Interact will even build your quiz for you using their newest free feature called Interact AI. Transform your business and create meaningful, lasting connections with your audience through the power of quizzes. Start your free trial today at JennaLovesInteract.com. Again, that's JennaLovesInteract.com. So maybe you're thinking, okay, well, great for you, Jenna. That's awesome. But like, how does this work for me? I wanted to help you brainstorm some ideas just to get the juices flowing. So there are 6 different types of quizzes that might kind of sound familiar based off of what I just described, but I wanted to describe them in a more general way so that as I walk through them, you can kind of imagine what this could look like for you. Now, again, one of the biggest benefits is that a quiz can be an incredible email list builder. And so I want for you to think about like, all right, what is going to make the most sense for my brand or business or product or service or offer? And how can I use this as a powerful way to serve my audience and grow my email list simultaneously. This is why quizzes are so powerful. So here are six different ideas to get the juices flowing for you. So one would be a personality quiz related to your business niche. So you could create a quiz that is related to your specific niche or your target audience's personality. So for example, if your business sells beauty products, you could create a quiz titled, "What is your beauty personality?" or "What is your marketing type?" Like there are so many different ways that you can just literally lean in to your keyword that describes your topic, your service, or your offer. Number two could be a knowledge related quiz that could also be related again to your business niche. So you could create a quiz that tests the audience's knowledge related to what you do or how you serve. For example, if your business provides online marketing services, you could create a quiz titled, "How much do you know about online marketing?" And again, like people love to be high performers. They want to see how well they're doing. So you could make it like a very specific quiz to test how much your audience understands about what you do or how you serve. Number three could be a quiz based on your customers' pain points. So this could be a quiz that addresses the pain points of your ideal client. So for example, if your business provides accounting services, you could create a quiz titled, "How much do you know about managing your finances?" Can you see kind of how quizzes can be really specific and can serve the needs of the people that are taking them? Number four could be a lifestyle quiz related to your business topic. So you could create a quiz that is related to the lifestyle of your target audience or your business niche. So for example, if your business were to sell organic food products, you could create a quiz titled, "What is your organic lifestyle?" And you could kind of group different types of lifestyles that would resonate with someone that is taking the quiz. Number five would be a quiz based on your customers' preferences. So this could be a quiz that addresses the preferences of your ideal audience. So for example, if the business sells fashion products, you could have a quiz that is like, "What is your fashion style?" or "What is your dream capsule wardrobe?" or different things like that. That again, you are giving them this identity within your ecosystem, and you have this opportunity to connect them to what they're telling you they want to know more about. And then lastly, number six could be a quiz based on your customers' goals. So you could create a quiz that addresses the goals of your target audience. So let's say your business provides life coaching services. You could create a quiz titled, "What is your life goal?" And again, just helping people gain clarity or insight that allows them to take action. That is what we want from a quiz. So these are just a few generalized ideas to get you started. And I hope that they get the juices flowing. The goal here is that the quiz should be engaging and interactive and add value to your audience. You know, those BuzzFeed ones that are like, "Which Friends character are you?" And you want to get Rachel and you always get Phoebe. Those don't necessarily add a lot of value beyond entertainment. And so as an entrepreneur and someone who wants to put some strategy behind this, you want to make sure that it is valuable. It's adding value to you and also to the person taking it. The other thing that we want to think about that I'm about to dive deeper in is that you want it to be easy to complete, and you also want it to be easy and fun to share, because there can be some virality when it comes to quizzes if people are loving what they're getting. And so let's talk about that. So I promised you that I would share my three top tips for creating your first quiz. And I want for you to listen very closely. If you're able to, I would take notes on this part, because this is a really huge thing that I've learned throughout my many years of creating quizzes. So first, let's talk about the optimal quiz length. So how many of you have ever had to like fill out a form and you fill out like 18 fields and then you click to the next page and it tells you you're like 5% done and you already feel defeated, right? Or you're like, "There is no way I'm going to finish this. Can I log out and come back to this?" And so I have found that the optimal quiz length is around 10 questions. I would say 15 at most. 10 is really great, and even less if you can still reach your goals of the quiz and get the insight that you need. But 10 or less is what I would say. If it is too long, people will absolutely get bored and they will not finish it, or they'll click out. And if it's too short, you're going to make them feel like you don't actually care to get to know them, right? Like if you're going to be connecting someone with their personality type, you want to make sure that your questions actually feel like you're getting to understand who they are. Now, here's what I will say. In those, let's say you follow my advice and do 10 questions. Inside of those 10 questions, You want to make three of those questions super strategically positioned to give you insight that will help guide your business or your decisions or your marketing. This is so huge. Now, you don't want to tip the scales too far in one direction or the other, which is why I advise three, at most four, strategically placed questions within the 10. The other six can be super fun. So that's where you can bring in that personality and elements. But when you are building out your quiz, you want to think about what are the three, four maximum questions that will genuinely give me insight and information that I can use in the future. One thing that's been super interesting this year for me is we've been dialing into data on a much deeper level than I ever have in the past. And we're working with this amazing company who has been helping us just really sort the data and the insights on basically everything in our business. And one thing that they said to me that has really stuck with me is they tell me, they're like, if you ask us for a piece of data, we are going to turn around and ask you directly right back, what are you going to do with that? How will this data inform you to make a decision? And so I want to pose that question right back to you. When you are thinking about the three strategic questions, you want to make sure that you can answer that question. How will this data inform you, or how will this data guide you in what you are doing? And if you can't answer that question, then it's probably not a strategic enough question. So for example, one of the first questions that we ask in our level up quiz, which again, you can take if you just DM me the words level up, is we ask, are you here for business or pleasure? That is our first question. And that is to provide us the insight into our audience on each platform, because we can see on desktop, we built it out in Interact, and on Instagram, we built it out in ManyChat. So we took the same quiz, built it out in two different places, but it tells us which audiences are more here for lifestyle type content and which ones are here for more marketing, which then helps guide the percentage of content that we're gearing one way or the other, right? So that is a piece of data that we can actually use. Another question that we use again is, you know, where do you need the most help? And then we list out different categories, and that will tell us, okay, there is a greater percentage of our audience that needs help with email list building. We need to make sure that we are promoting this content and creating content around this, which is exactly why this episode on quizzes came to be, because our audience was saying, I need the most help with email list building. And we asked ourselves, what is an amazing way to grow your email list? Quizzes, right? So we want to make sure that these three strategic questions are created that actually provide you insight, and that insight will allow you to take action. And so be thoughtful in what is it that you want to know and what will you do with that knowledge. Then the other questions can be super fun. Like if we were to sit down over a drink, what would you choose? Again, that's not really telling us a ton about this person, but it is helping guide us to give them results that feel like we actually took the time to understand them and know them.
Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
On top of my many titles as mom, entrepreneur, and creative, I've also added host. Drew and I host on Airbnb on our favorite island in Hawaii. We started hosting as a way to make some extra income, and we've had such an easy breezy experience. Now we host year after year, and it's been a fantastic side hustle. Not to brag, but we've also been crowned Airbnb Superhost several times, so we are really killing the game. It's about having spaces we can enjoy as a family while creating memorable experiences for our guests, and it helps that we earn a little extra cash on the side. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. The next thing that I want for you to think about is how you can really beef out your results pages or what sort of result you are giving people. When we build our quizzes, we want our results pages to be freakishly accurate. Like, I get tagged in screenshots of people who land on their result page and they're like, it's like, you know me, like you are speaking directly to me. And so you don't want the results page to just be like, you are an achiever, and then like give nothing beyond that. Like, that's not helpful. And so since we want to use a quiz to drive value, we want to use those results pages as a means to speak to our ideal audience and to connect them to what they just told us they want more of. So if you have a podcast or a blog or Instagram posts even, or different resources that you can connect them to, we use those results pages to create this experience for people that says, we now know more about you. Here's what you told us, and here's how we are here to help. And so we love to use the results pages as a means to go deeper, to connect people with resources we've already created, and then to use the data to help us continue to create resources that will serve people in what they're telling us they need. The last thing that I will tell you, and I don't want you to forget this in your quiz creation process, is to plan out the next steps. So we have this saying in my business, we've said it for years, is no dead ends. We never want someone to have an experience with us and then they're like, okay, now what? And they're like looking around. Like, we always want to be there one step ahead saying, okay, here's what's next and here's what's next. What is so beautiful about quizzes is that because you can collect an email address with them, you then have this beautiful divine opportunity to land in people's inboxes and to serve them with where they're at. Now, I am not telling you that you need to create full-blown funnels for every different results page, but you now have this insight and this information. So how can you serve these people in an ongoing basis in a meaningful way? That might look like having two follow-up emails that again reiterate, here was your result. Here's what I think your next step is. And I just want to check in on you and see if you need anything else. But I want for you to be thoughtful about, like, what is this process coming out of the quiz? You don't want the results page to be the final step. You want it to be the first step of the journey. And again, these can be things that you build over time, but I just want you to know that you're getting amazing information and you're getting the ability to drop into people's inboxes. And so you want to be thinking no dead ends, plan out the next steps and be thoughtful with that. And I feel like what is so beautiful about quizzes is that they can allow you to segment your audience in a more meaningful way so that you can speak to people on a more clear basis and really meet them where they're at. And I absolutely love that about quizzes. So in summary, quizzes are amazing. They are an incredible tool that you can 1000% leverage inside of your business. You can use them as a lead magnet or a way to grow your email list and provide an experience that only you can offer. And you can use them to glean data and insight that will allow you to create the right offers and reach out to the right people. And so I hope that today's episode got your wheels turning, got you excited about the idea of creating a quiz that will serve your ideal audience and your business in a big and meaningful way. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. I would love to hear what you want to create a quiz on. Hop onto Instagram, tell me what type of quiz you want to create. And again, if you want to take our Level Up quiz, just send me a DM that says Level Up and you can take our quiz and see exactly what types of questions we ask, how we built it out, and how your responses lead you to be guided down the path that will hopefully connect you with the right resources. Like, I would absolutely love for you to take this quiz just so that I can know what I should be creating more of to serve you on a deeper level. I hope that this episode was insightful and exciting for you. And of course, until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals.
I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.